So we are going to chant some auspicious shlokas from Srimad Bhagavad Gita for her benefit. And so you can all listen attentively. And if you know, you can also recite as well.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atha Panchadasho Jayaha Shri Bhagavan Vacha Udvamulam Madhashakam Prashatam Ahur Avyam Chandam Siyasya Parnani Astam Veda Saveda Vit Adashchurvam Prashitashtashashaka Guna Pravidha Vishaya Pavaha Adashchumulani Anusantatani Karmanu Bhandini Manushaloke Na Rupam Asihata Topalavyate Nantho Na Chadya Na Chasampratishta Ashvatamenam Savaruda Mulam Asanga Sastrena Jirdhena Chitva Tathapadam Tatpadi Margitavyam Yasmengata Na Nivartante Bhuyaha Tameva Chadyam Purusham Parpadye Yata Praviti Prashita Purani Nirmana Moha Jita Sangadosha Adyatna Nitya Vinivitta Kama Dvandir Vimukta Sukaduka Samge Kachante Mudha Padamaviyam Tat Natad Basayate Suryo Nasha Shanko Napavakaha Yadgatva Nani Vartante Tadhama Paramamama Mamevam Sho Jivaloke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha Manasastanji Injiani Prakatishtani Karshati Shariram Yadavapnoti Yat Utkramatishwaraha Grihe Taitani Samyati Vayur Kandani Vashayat Shrutram Chakshus Pashanam Charasanam Grahanam Evacha Adishchaya Manashchayan Vishayan Upasevate Urkramitam, Urkramantam Stitam Vapi Bhunjanam Vagunanvitan Vimudananu Pashanti Pashanti Gyanachakshushaha Yatanto Yogi Nashchainam Pashantyatma Vashchatam Yatanto Kitatmano Nenam Pashanti Chetasaha Yadaditya Gatam Tejo Jagat Vasayate Kilam Yachchandramasi Yachchagno Tattejo Vidimamakam Gamma Visha Chabutani Dhayaham Mamma Ojasha Pushnami Choshidi Sarva Somabhutva Rasatmakaha Aham Vaishnavano Robhutva Praninam Deham Ashrita Pranapana Samayukta Pachanam Chaturvedam Sarvascha Chaham Hridishanivishto Matasmitya Jnanam Apohanam Cha Vedeshcha Sarve Raham Avedyo Vedanta Krit Veda Vedeva Chaham Dvayama Purusho Loke
Kshara akshara eva cha sharak sarva bhutani hutakshara uchate uttama purushashtranya paramatmeti dahritaha yo loka chayma bhisha vivata ava ishvaraha yasmat sharamatitoham aksharat apichodan matosmi loke vidicha prahita purushottama yo mameva samudo janati purushottama sa sarva vid bhajate mam sarva bhavena bharata iti guyatamam sastram idam muktva mayanagha etat bhutva bhudiman sharkrita kritascha bharata om tat sadeti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supana Sastra Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Sastra Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Purushottama Yoga Panchadashodhyaya Hare Krishna. So this is chapter 15. Chapter 15 is known as the Yoga of the Supreme Person, Purushottama Yoga. This chapter can be understood to be in four sections. That's verses 1 through 6, 7 through 11, 12 through 15, and 16 through 20. So these sections can be made into an acronym, H-O-M-E. So H is for the first 1 through 6. And this section is about, it's called home or hotel. And the question is this world, is it a home or is it a hotel? Yes, very good. So when you go to the hotel, do you put your picture on the wall? Do you put new floor? Repaint? Because, you know, I am staying here just for a short time. And this is not my home, actually. So Krishna describes that this material world is actually just a reflection of the spiritual world. Now, if you're hungry, can you eat the apple in the reflection? It doesn't do much for your satisfaction. So similarly, this world does not do much for your satisfaction because it is not the real substance which you're seeking. As there is an American song, you're looking for love in all the wrong places. So we're thinking, oh, if I just get a nice house, then I'll be happy. If I have a good job, then happiness will be there. Beautiful wife, some money, then I'll be happy. But the happiness that we get is fleeting. And it is also insufficient. Like a drop of water in the desert. You're in the hot Sahara Desert. And you're parched, so parched for water. And a man on a camel comes, he has this big jar of big glass jar of water, and it's actually even this, there's some condensation you can see, and it's like steam is coming off because it's so cold in the desert. And he says, you're thirsty? Yes, yes, I'm thirsty. He says, okay, open your mouth, stick out your tongue. And he takes a jar, he puts his finger on the side, and he takes a drop and he puts it on your tongue. Is that satisfactory? No, it doesn't do the job. So Krishna describes in this way how this is not the home. And that we have a home. This home is a place that is not dark like the material world. If you go out to outer space, is it very bright? You got one little light in the corner. Everything is black. But he says, my abode, everything is light. The planets are full of light. Even the people there are full of light. There's no darkness. So then he begins to describe the next section, verses 7 through 11. And that is for O. O stands for over and over and on again. So what could that be? What is over and over and on again? Over and over. What? Sangsar. Repeated birth, reincarnation. So, he begins to explain that his parts, Angsha, are known as the term Jiva. Maivamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. And they're struggling in this world with the six senses, which include the mind. And shariram yat vapnoti, they get one body and give up another body. And just like the air is carrying an aroma, but the air has no smell, the soul is pure, but it's carrying different conceptions of life from one body to another. So in one body we think, I'm a Gujarati. Another body we think, I'm a Bengali. Another body we think, I am Korean. We're carrying all these different conceptions of life. But these are upadi. Upadi means false designation. Sarva upadi venir muktam. Tat paratena nirmalam. Hrishikesha hrishikena sevanam bhaktiruchate. So the essence of spiritual life starts when one gives up these false designations and engages the body and senses for the service of Hari, who is Hrishikesha, master of all the senses. So, shariram yaravapnitechka. Shrotram. So then we get a different type of shrotram. Chakshush, parshanam cha, rasanam grahanam eva cha, adishchaya manashchayan vishayan upasevit. So we get another situation. And in that situation again, we are trying to lord it over things. Utkramitam sitam vapi, bhunjanam vagunanvitan, vimudha. What is vimudha? Mudha, do you know this word? Mudha?
Yeah.
Mudha. Yeah. Like murko. Murko. Yes. No, it's like a donkey.
Oh.
But vi mudha means the royal edition. The very, very stupid donkey. Not just an ordinary donkey, but even stupid. Elite class of donkey. In donkeyness, yeah. And so he says, those who are like donkeys, they cannot see how the soul is existing in the body. They cannot understand how he is existing in the body, how he is enjoying bhunjanan, and how he is utkramantam, he is giving up the body. Gyanachakshusha, but those who have knowledge, they can see this. Like, similarly, right now she is very young. She does not see how the battery is present in that clock. Even at age 1, 2, even 3, she will not understand that the clock needs a battery to show the electrical activity. But any intelligent adult will know there is a battery without looking at inside. How do they know? And they see the symptoms. So what is the symptoms of the battery? Electrical activity. What's the symptoms of the soul? Consciousness. So Vimura, they think, oh, there's no soul. Animal has no soul. It's okay to kill animals. That is, the royal edition of a donkey is thinking like this. And pretty much everybody in America thinks like that, isn't it? So we cannot pride ourselves as being very wise. We are all great donkeys. This is donkey culture. Because if you can't see the soul, then means you can't see the self. You can't even see your own self. So he says, Yatanto yoginashchainam pashantya atmavashyatam. Those who actually practice spiritual life, they can see this. Yatanto kritatmano. But those who don't make endeavors are miserly. Nainam pashanti chetasa. They don't see even if they try. If you make no endeavors in studying auto mechanics and the cars begins to smoke, what will you see? You will open the hood and look inside and scratch your head. Only by the training can you see what is going on. So jnana is important. Jnana means not how many windows are in the Eiffel Tower. Gyan means understanding the difference between reality and illusion. So then, the next letter is M. So M stands for maintainer of mind, body, and soul. So Krishna says, Yada dityakatam tejo, that light that lights up our whole solar system. Light of the moon. And that power within fire, that comes from me. Now, can you have food without that? Can you have food without the sunlight? Not possible. Even moonlight. As he says, by the influence of the moon, I give flavor to the vegetables. Now, even Western science acknowledges this. If you study the Farmer's Almanac, they actually describe, there's something called lunar burn. If you prune a plant during the full moon, the pull of the moon's gravity is much more powerful, and the plant's nutrients and sap will come out. It will become a lunar burn. So they even understand how the moon affects the growth of vegetables. So, he describes that, how he's supplying the sunlight, moonlight, and fire, that's his power, by which we could not survive. So, maintainer, mind, body, and soul. So he says, I enter into the planets and make them float. And I, by the influence of the moon, I'm giving give that flavor to the vegetables. Aham Vaishnavanaro Bhutva. So even if you have nice food and everything, there's still something else you need to survive. Aham Vaishnavanaro, the fire of digestion. You could have a nice feast, but no digestion. And you cannot enjoy. Aham Vaishnavanaro Bhutva Praninam Dehamashita Pranapana Samahita Pachanam Chaturvidam. Actually, there was once a politician, and there was an assassination attempt made upon him. And he was so unhealthy that the poison didn't work on him because he didn't digest it. It just went in and out. It didn't get digested. He had such bad digestion. So he survived because of his unhealthiness. So then he says, So that's mind, that's body. Then he says, sarvascha chaham, hridi, sarvascha chaham, hridi shanivishta. I am in everyone's heart. Mata, from me, smriti jnanam apohanam, comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So he is even supplying the ability to remember things, to have knowledge, and to forget things. Imagine if you had all the traumas of your past life, you would, you know, you would have PTSD multifold. Then he says, Vedascha sarve aham vedyo vedanta kut veda veda eva chaham. And by all the Vedas, I am to be known, I am the author, and I am the knower of the Vedas. I am the Vedantakrit, the compiler, and the knower. So, mind, body, and soul. Because he's presenting the spiritual knowledge. Then the last letter is E. Verses 16 through 20, he says the essence. He says, Dvaima Purusho. There are two types of souls in this existence. There's those who are fallible, those are conditioned. They live in the material world. Then there are infallible souls that live in the spiritual world. But he says, but besides these two, there's another person. Who's that? Yes. So he gets that distinction. Sometimes people think that if you become a liberated soul that you become God. But he says, no, that is someone different. He says, Uttama Purushashtvanya. There's someone beyond both of them. Paramatmeti Dharita. He's celebrated by the name Param Atma. We are all Atma, but he is Param Atma. Yolokachayama Visha. He's entering all the planets. Vibharti Ava Ishwaraha. And maintaining all beings. Yasmat Sharamatitoham. Because I'm beyond both a liberated and conditioned. Yasmat saramachitoham aksharat apichodatma. Atosmi loke vedecha prahita purushottama. I'm celebrated in the world and in the Vedas as that supreme person. Now, you have some teachers that will say that, yeah, Vishnu, that is God. But when you come to the highest, it is all one. And they have a philosophy to get rid of God. It's just a homogeneous cosmic blob of energy. There's no you, there's no me, there's no love, there's no bhakti, there's nothing. It's just energy. Which would be very, very disappointing. Very boring. That is called Advaitavad. Now, Vaishnavas, we agree with Advaita that everything is actually coming from God. And everything is actually a manifestation of Bhagavan. But still, Bhagavan has his own independent existence. He is Swarat, independent, according to Sastra, according to Krishna's own words. So according to Advaitavad, that Vishnu is a big person in the illusion. But when you come to the highest, it's all just nothing, it's just oneness. Now, the person who presented Advaitavad was Shankaracharya. But he was preaching to whom? The Buddhists. So he had to present a presentation of the Vedas that did not include God, because he was just taking them one step up. Then Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they came later and they brought it to the next level. So it's not that he was just teaching some horrible thing, but he was actually teaching what could only be understood at that level, at that time, to bring someone from nothingness to oneness. And then from Ramanuja, he brought it from oneness to sambandha, duality relationship. And then from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explained how the oneness and duality exist simultaneously in the Supreme. So, to assert this, Krishna says, Yomam Eva, in this chapter, I think, verse 18, Yomam, or maybe 19, Yomam Eva Asamudo. So, Ya means who, the one who, Mam Eva Asamuda means without any doubt. Janati, who knows Purushottama. One who knows that Mam, that I am Purushottama, the Supreme Person. Saha. What does Saha mean? Him. He. Sa Sarva Vit. So what is Vit? English? Wit. He has all the wits. Sarvavit. He is the knower of everything. So Krishna is refuting that idea, because he's explaining that actually the highest is understanding that there is Bhagavan. So sasarvavit bhajate mam. And what is that person who knows everything? What does he do? Bhajate mam. He worships me. Sarva bhavena bharata. With all his abilities. That's text 19. The last one. Iti guhya. Guhya tamam sashram. What is, do you know what this word guhya? We have the word gupta. What is gupta? But the word gupta means secret. Yes. Yeah. Iti guhya tamam sashram. That's actually the greatest secret of sastra, Krishna is saying. Idam uktva maya anagha. But Arjuna, you are anagha. Without sin. Therefore, I am explaining it to you. Etat bhutva buddhimanchat krita kritashtavart. And understanding this, you become wise. And all your endeavors will know perfection. So that is the blessing for her. That she can develop this understanding. And then she'll become fully wise. And everything she will do will know perfection. Hari Om Tat Sat. Thanks a lot. Hare Krishna.